What a beautiful feast we celebrate today, the Feast of Divine Mercy, instituted at the request of our Lord himself. Although, you know, usually when there's a feast in the church composes beautiful prayers and it picks out special readings for the special Mass. But that wasn't the case with this feast. The readings, the prayers were already there. And, you know, they couldn't have chosen any better readings or any better prayers. I mean, our Lord is God, of course. He knows what he's doing. And he chose this Sunday, the Sunday after he rose from the dead, the Sunday after he instituted the sacrament of confession, which we heard in this morning's gospel. He breathed on them that very night. He rose from the dead and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. Whose sins you retain, they're retained." Now, you know, some people say, "Well, I'll just go straight to God. You know, I don't need to go to a priest to forgive my sins." Well, God never promised he would forgive our sins if we go straight to him. But we hear in today's gospel that he did indeed promise his apostles and their successors that whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. And the sacrament of confession is the sacrament of our Lord's love and mercy. You know, some people think they're not good enough or that they're not even capable of or worthy that of God's love, that God could not love them. But it's just a big lie that Satan wants us to swallow, you know. There is not one thing. You could, even if you tried, you could never make God hate you. Not that I'm challenging anyone to try. No, God is love. And time and again, you know, he has appeared to one saint or another, reminding us of this great love that he has for us and this great mercy that he wishes to bestow upon us. In 1675, he appeared to Saint Margaret Mary. And he showed her his heart, and he said, "Behold the heart which has loved men, you know, so much, but has been so loved so little, you know, in return." And he shared with her the grief that he suffered, sorrow he experienced over all of the sacrilegious communions and people neglecting confession and not going to Mass, you know, on Sundays and holy days. And actually, the world was probably a lot more God-centered in 1675 than it is today. So we have a lot to pray for, a lot of souls, you know, to ask our Lord to shower mercy down upon. And that's what we've been doing since Good Friday, you know, when we started the Divine Mercy Novena. We've been bringing certain souls each day to our Lord and asking them for graces. And today, Our Lord encourages us all to cherish that mercy that he has upon us, and he promises, the gift of total remission of all the temporal punishment due to our sins. And the Church has ratified that, with the plenary indulgence given attached to this feast, provided all the requirements are fulfilled. We have a picture of divine mercy on the back wall of our chapel here, and you see the blue rays and the red rays, the blue rays representing the waters, the cleansing waters of baptism that washes away the stain of original sin. And if the person is guilty of any personal sin, that sin too is washed clean. And the red rays are the reminder of his precious blood that he spilled for love of us, for the forgiveness of sins. We have in these two reminders the sacraments of baptism and the Eucharist. The reality of the forgiveness of sins and the life-giving nourishment required to live a life of sinlessness. So God gives us the remedy and the cure for sin. But we need to take advantage of them. And that's why the Church recommends frequent confession and frequent communion. And if we take advantage of these sacraments, which are the ordinary means, God wishes to give us his grace, we're assured of his help. God can give us his help anytime, anywhere he wants. But he doesn't have to, you see. With the sacraments, he has to. He's made a new covenant. It's like, you do this, you go to confession, humble yourself, and tell me that you're sorry and that you'll try to do better, and I'll give you my grace. I'll give you help. I'll help you to live the life I'm calling you to. He's made a new covenant, so he's bound. As long as we receive the sacraments of reconciliation and the Eucharist worthily, God will give us his help. He'll give us that supernatural grace that we need to live the supernatural life that he's called us to. But he knows we're weak, that our human nature suffers from the effects of original sin. But he does remind us with this feast of divine mercy that he is always awaiting us with open arms and always ready to give us the graces that we need to continue fighting the good fight. So we thank God for this grace, this gift that St. John Paul II taught us about. We have two new saints today, St. John the 23rd and St. John Paul the II. They can go before the throne of God. We pray to them, ask their intercession, and they can mention us by name to their God and our God. So we thank our Lord for this wonderful revelation. We thank Our Lady for all the graces she's obtained for us thus far. And of course, I ask her continued intercession, the Mother of Mercy. God bless you, and Mary keep you.